I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Eli Yamin, or Dr. E as he's often called, is a musician who was mentored by figures like pianist Barry Harris and writer Amiri Baraka. He's toured as a jazz ambassador for the United States all over the world and performed at prestigious venues including Carnegie Hall and the White House. But his true heart lies in education. He says he's dedicated his life to community building through jazz. Before any of this, back when he was an 18-year-old Rutgers student, his first real job in jazz happened right here at WBGO.
They were having an open house at BGO, so I went over there. I met the operations director, and he basically hired me on the spot as a board op. My first day of work was my 18th birthday, 1986.
That job launched a lifetime of multidisciplinary jazz advocacy. He wrote jazz musicals for young people, taught in schools, and continued performing, all informed by an idea he learned early on from Amiri Baraka.
Amiri Baraka lived in Newark and was always listening to the station. He took me under his wing, and he and his wife, Amina Baraka, they introduced me to the whole Black arts movement and how jazz is not just music, but it's also theater, it's dance, it's poetry, it's stories, it's a whole aesthetic.
That vision shaped his work at the Louis Armstrong Middle School in Queens, where he began writing jazz musicals for children, and later at Jazz at Lincoln Center, where he directed the Middle School Jazz Academy. All the while, Yamin continued building a career as a pianist, composer, and band leader. His recent album, Squeeze In Tight, is a collection of swinging songs inspired by resilience, empathy, and collective joy. Music that encourages people to stay connected even in difficult times.
Squeeze in tight and feel the love and the light inside yourself.
Over the last 22 years, Yamin's most lasting work has perhaps been the creation of the Jazz Power Initiative, a nonprofit organization serving children and families in Harlem, Washington Heights, and Inwood through music, theater, dance, and education.
Half of what we do is producing community concerts, about 30 concerts a year, about 1,000 children that we're introducing to jazz in northern Manhattan each year. And then we got kids who are here 3 or 4 times a week, just doing all kinds of activities.
At the center of Yamin's teaching is a belief that jazz can help people express themselves, support one another, and build community.
This idea that the thing that's giving you the blues is the thing that's going to help you take away the blues. I mean, you take that thing that's bothering you and you call out and somebody says, tell me about it. And then you say something else and somebody says, And all of a sudden we're in this circle of emotional support that's so real. It's this unbelievable structure that helps human beings live a good life.
This year, Jazz Power Initiative launches a new partnership with WBGO, the same station where Yamin got his first job in jazz almost 4 decades ago. And for him, the moment feels personal.
Well, it's been an amazing full circle. You have many initiatives at BGO to build new partnerships. And so we're just finding so many different ways to synergize.
And this week, Jazz Power Initiative celebrates that connection at its annual syncopated celebration at Symphony Space, honoring WBGO President and CEO Steve Williams, alongside saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin and council member Carmen De La Rosa. Yamin can hardly contain his excitement. He can go on.
It's going to be a great event, off the charts, amazing.
And on.
And I should say also that Christian McBride is the host, and he's going to play.
And on.
And we're going to play with Lakeisha and Christian and me. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. But what's really going on is the Jazz Power Initiative syncopated celebration this Thursday at Symphony Space in Manhattan, and it's not too late to get a ticket and be part of it. You can watch my full conversation with Dr. E at WBGO.org. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.